This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is seeing a big increase in high wind and fire weather warnings for the month of April, and it's only half over. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The National Weather Service had issued 26 red flag warnings statewide as of yesterday morning. That's compared to 37 for all of April last year. National Weather Service meteorologist Greg Hebener in Pueblo says he expects more warnings this week.
It's been a really, really busy month when it comes to fire weather concerns.
Hebener says forecasters are also recording higher than average wind speeds. And they've already issued 4 high wind warnings in southeastern Colorado this month, more than for all of last April. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Soil samples from where the Marshall Fire burned last year show the ground likely does not contain unsafe levels of toxic metals and asbestos. That was the fear after more than 1,000 homes were destroyed in the fire. Denver-based Frontier Airlines has reached a settlement with workers who allege the company discriminated against pregnant and lactating employees. Here's CPR Sarah Mulholland.
As part of the settlement, Frontier will make several policy changes, such as permitting attendants to pump during flights and regularly updating a list of lactation facilities at airports and company buildings. Frontier will also give flight attendants who can't fly due to pregnancy or lactation the same accommodation as those unable to fly for other medical conditions. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A new Colorado law encourages communities to build bike trails underneath power lines. Governor Polis signed the legislation yesterday. It comes as Colorado utilities are set to expand their transmission systems to add new wind and solar power. Utilities are now required to put together materials about the benefits of power line trails and provide them to local governments. This is CPR News and KRCC.